Welcome to the New Earth Academy podcast, your community of heart-led leaders being the change that they want to see in the world, birthing a new earth by living authentically from their hearts. Hello and welcome to this episode of the New Earth Academy podcast. How are you? How are you navigating the current energy of the moment? So I'm recording this just at the end of February, and over the past week, particularly over the weekend, we have had some really, really intense solar storms. The kind of solar storms that have really knocked us off our feet, that have left us feeling really, really ungrounded and feeling really heightened in our sensitivity, and maybe feeling that old emotions are resurfacing, and this huge sense of fatigue. I really wanted to talk to you about those today. That wasn't kind of where I was going when I originally sat down, but it's just been in my consciousness all day. So these solar storms are coronal mass ejections, and these explosions basically send particles, magnetized particles and radiation towards Earth. And then they have an impact on us on a physical level, on an emotional level, on a mental level, and can really affect our health and well-being. And I really wanted to just touch on those today because I've been feeling hypersensitive. I mean, talk about emotional, but exhausted and not quite being able to put one foot in front of the other. Everything has felt like I'm walking through treacle. Everything's just felt a little bit harder. And that's okay. And it's only because I've been following the sun and it's come up a lot on my Facebook feed that I can kind of start to correlate my behavior. I can correlate my physical symptoms. I can correlate my emotions to what is going on with the sun. So when we're in a position like this, it can be really ungrounding. And it can have a real dramatic effect on our day-to-day life. Like I said, I feel like I'm walking through treacle sometimes, but it can also feel like we are slowing down in time, that we're almost held in stasis. And then for other of us, time will just be going so, so quickly. It's almost like we're jumping timelines all the time. The key things I really wanted to talk about when you go through these solar flares, and we're going to have a lot more in 2023 and beyond, is we often get the sense of detoxification, of needing to clear out our systems. And this is really apt because we're coming up to a really powerful full moon in Virgo on the 7th of March. And this full moon is very much about detoxification. It's the last full moon of the astrological year. So it is about tying up loose ends. It is really about detoxifying, releasing all that no longer serves us. And these moons can be quite strange, but also combined with these coronal mass ejections, these solar flares, it can really leave us in a place of, what is going on with my life? So really thinking about this energy of purification, this energy of detoxification, we're really being called at the moment to clean and clear our energy fields, but also clear our physical space as well. And this is what these solar flares can really highlight for us, clearing that physical space, but also detoxifying our mind, detoxifying our bodies, detoxifying our energy systems and our emotions as well. And when we have this and it's combined with this full moon, it really becomes a powerful and potent time to really go through what what no longer represents the old you. So we're going through this massive period of change. When we hit March, when we hit the equinox, the energies are going to be super, super intense. We're going to go through the most amazing change. The person that you are now is not going to be the person who is listening to this in December 23. So really bear that in mind. You are going to go through a huge, huge period of change, and these solar flares are really coming in to accelerate that process. So what is the old you? What needs to go? What old thought patterns need to change? Is there any baggage that you can dump? And how can you remove toxicity from your life? They're just some of the things that we start to really think about and questions to really journal on if you have a few moments to start to feel into the energy, feel into the person that you are becoming. Not the person that you used to be, not the person that you are now, but the person that you are becoming. And when we think about detoxing, the first thing we think about is going and doing a fast. I had a beautiful friend who every spring and every autumn does a 84-hour water fast. I'm not talking about that. You can go and water fast if you want. You can go and do a 3-day or a 5-day juice cleanse if you want. But our toxicity and detoxifying is, yes, it's about the food that we eat. It's about eating nourishing food. It's about eating organic food. It's about eating food which makes us feel good. Food that hasn't been processed. Food that's come to the earth. But the toxification in our life, yes, it can come from food, it can come from alcohol, it may even come from drugs if that's the kind of route that you go down. But think about the toxic culture in which we live in. And when I talk about detoxifying, for me, it's mentally detoxifying. It is detoxifying from social media. It is making sure that I switch my phone off and I don't have that constant stream of feed coming in. As we move through the rest of this year, as we move through that full moon, we're going to be bombarded with information. It's a whole other topic, but you really need to be discerning about who and what you are listening to. What is your truth? I will keep banging this drum until there is no more need to listen to me saying this, because we really, really need to feel into our truth and not throw petrol on the fire. When we start to think about what's coming out on our news feeds. But this detoxification, it's not just that, it's also, it's about clearing out our social media feed. How much time do you spend on your screen? How much time do you spend outside in nature? What other toxins are you putting into your body? What other toxins are you putting into your energetic field? And you may find that some of these toxins are actually, dare I say it, other people. People who don't vibrate on your level. Yes, sometimes we have to put up with them and do what we need to do with them. But if you can consciously choose, if you don't need to be near these people, then I'd really ask the question of what can you do to step away from that toxic influence in your life? And you know who those people are. When we talk about what other toxins there are in our life, you know, what are we putting into our homes? So are we wandering around with huge amounts of bleach? Yes, I'm very guilty of that, and I suspect my mother's listening. So yes, I use a lot of bleach, mother. But what are we putting into the air in our house? What are we putting? Are we using artificial scents? Are we using cleaning products which are quite harsh on the environment that we're then breathing in? But also the biggest toxin in our house, biggest toxin in our home, is a very small device. A very small device which may sit near your landline if you still have one. It may be in your hallway. And that is your router, your Wi-Fi router. It's a huge toxin. It's all about energetic smog in the house. You know, EMF, electromagnetic frequencies in the house. So what can you do to detoxify your home from that? There's actually quite a lot you can do. Firstly, you can turn your Wi-Fi off overnight. You don't need Wi-Fi overnight, so that will really help encourage you have a better night's sleep. You can put crystals around your router. So I do that in every room. Every room. I've got black tourmaline, I've got hematite, I've got avatrine as well. And I use those crystals around the router. I use the crystals where I'm charging my mobile phone. I use them around my laptop as well. I have some organites, which are beautiful resin encased crystals, which are really good for transmuting EMF. You can wear shungite. Shungite is amazing for transmuting EMF signals as well. There's loads you can do. They're really easy things. You know, I always sleep with some shungite by my bed. I often wear shungite as well, because it's not just the EMF in our houses, it's also the detoxification outside. So switching your router off at night is one amazing way to really start detoxifying and coming back into yourself. So really think about what you can remove, what you can change to detox. So yes, it could be what you're putting in your physical body, but it can be what's like in your home as well. And then you also start thinking about what is your wardrobe like. Now, my favorite detoxification is very much looking at my wardrobe and going, oh gosh, what do I need to get rid of now? What does my car look like? That's another toxin. You know, we can have a really messy car that really reflects, you know, kind of clutter in our life, clutter that we need to really detox from as well. And that clearing out can also be physical as well. And for some of us, that clearing out will literally be clearing out. It will be us all having, you know, slightly dodgy tummies. It may be the fact that we are purging. That's the correct word, purging. If there are dodgy tummies, we might be vomiting. We might be going through a healing crisis, as my yoga teacher beautifully once put it, a healing crisis. A healing crisis is where we're a little bit poorly. We may have got our cough, our cold, our tummy bug, and it's really clearing out some of the toxins within our body. So really think about that over the next few days. How can you clear out the toxins in your life? That's people. How can you clear out the toxic mind programs that are running for you? What thought patterns do you need to change? What baggage can be dumped? And what toxicity can you remove through your physical life as well? Is it clearing out some clutter? Is it switching off your router? Is it maybe doing that 5-day juice cleanse? Or maybe it's just eating really, really well and avoiding those ultra processed foods? Something else to really think about as we're going through these interesting solar storms, let's just say, is this vivid dreaming. So if you're having vivid dreams at the moment, it's okay. We're all having them. If you're having really, really restless sleep with dreams which are bringing back people from the past, old memories resurfacing, if you are really having dreams which are just like you're in them. In fact, I had a dream within a dream the other night, which was incredibly bizarre. Astral projection as well can happen at this time. So these vivid dreams, don't worry about it. They're going to happen. It's one of our brain's way of detoxifying. But it's also the way, because our intuition is truly, truly heightened, it's one of the ways that spirit can get through to us. Spirit can often talk to us through dreams, through scenarios. Yes, we have dreams where we're waking up, we've got no clothes on, or our teeth are falling out. They're fear dreams. But often, spirit take that opportunity to go and give you a message, or to work out a problem or a trauma that needs releasing. So just notice if these dreams lead to heightened emotions as well, these old memories resurfacing. It's okay, these two will pass. And if your dreams are getting really, really bad, it's great to clear your energy before you go to sleep. So I like to imagine a silver waterfall washing away all energies or entities that have stuck to me, taking that away, asking source, angels, dragons, whoever you work with, to take that away from me, and then to wrap me up in a beautiful bubble of light. And then I ask that only love can come through that bubble of light, just to give me a couple of good night's sleep. And you can always just say, the guys upstairs, guys, I really truly need a good night's sleep. Thank you for deep physical healing for my body and allowing my mind to shut off. It really does work. They do listen. But also be aware that in these restless dreaming states, you might be waking up a little bit more between 2 and 4. For me, it's usually nearer the 4 o'clock mark. It's just another way of your intuition waking you up. Spirit is very, very active between 2 and 4. It's just one of those times, it's like almost we wake up and we start doing our spiritual work. And if it's really, really bothering you, get out of bed, walk around, change your energy, then go back into bed. If you feel the need to have some pen and paper to write stuff down to let you go back to sleep, really, really important. And my biggest tip, if you're really, really struggling with sleep, is get an eye mask. Makes such a difference to the quality of your sleep. The other thing I want to talk about as well is your increased perception, your increased intuition, that knowing, that deep seated knowing that something is going on, that you're perceiving situations incredibly intensely. You are aware. You really, really know what's going on. This for me is the human that we're stepping into. So I've always been fairly intuitive. I've blocked it for a long, long time. And I was talking to someone the other day, in fact, they're going to be a guest on the podcast very shortly, as I'm very excited about talking to spirit, and the fact that you're intuitively aware all the time just becomes part of life. It's not a special gift. It's a whole other podcast in itself as to whether being psychic or being a medium is a special gift. You can't see me doing the inverted commas, or whether it's just normal. Frankly, it's just normal. It's allowing your brain to access different planes of consciousness. But that aside, this increased intuition, as I look into new earth, as I start to feel into the energy, we are deeply intuitive souls and we're coming back into self. We're coming back to the divine aspect of source that we are. So this increased intuition, while at first can be really discombobulating, go with it. Really, really trust it. Your intuition is never, ever wrong. You're being opened up to your intuition for a reason. You are stepping into this transformative being that's coming along after spring equinox. So if you're feeling your intuition is really, really heightened, I'm going to set you the challenge. Follow it. Okay? Your intuition will never give you anything which is dangerous, which is unsafe, which is not from a place of love. So take one thing that drops into your head or your knowing and act on it. Have the trust to follow your intuition. And that's when spirit really start working with you, because they're like, okay, this person is really, really listening to me now. So just be aware of that intuition, that perceived, that greater perception. You really know what's going on. So what can we do? We've got these powerful, powerful solar storms that are kind of throwing us out all the time. We're feeling heightened in our emotions. We're exhausted. We have old memories resurfacing. We're feeling really, really overwhelmed. We're not sleeping properly. You know, we're detoxing. Do you know, life sounds really bad, doesn't it? But it's not. At all, you are receiving huge upgrades of light to step into the person that you are becoming. And this is where self-care and self-love really, truly come to the fore. If during these times you need time out, take it out. I did a brilliant workshop with Tim Wilde and David Ezery recently about self-love and about we're our own worst critics, and that actually we need to love ourselves, but we also need self-care. And in 2022, last year, I was talking to my online community when I had an online community about self-care is not optional anymore. It really is mandatory. We really need to find a point of self-care every day, creating little pockets of self-care. Someone called it a self-care sandwich. Whenever we can, to make sure that we are recharging, that we are rejuvenating, that we are on the top of our game for when we are of service to others. Self-care to me isn't about going to get my nails done. It isn't about, you know, sitting in a bath with a face mask. Yes, all those are really, really nice. But my self-care for me is about looking after myself. It's about finding that quiet time, whether it's to sit, to write, whether it's to be out in nature, whether it's walking the dog, whether it's just switching my laptop off, whether it's putting a message on my phone that I'll get back to you on Monday. In fact, the biggest act of self-care I've done is to put on Instagram and my Facebook Messenger that I'm really grateful for your message and I can't wait to talk to you. But if you've emailed, if you've messaged me between 9 and 5, you're going to get a response. But if it's after 5 o'clock, I'll get back to you tomorrow because I need that time. I need that self-care where I'm not on my screen. It's wonderful and amazing that we can connect through social media. But it's not always great on our mental health, let's be honest. So limit your time on that kind of social media to create that self-care. But self-care for me is being out in nature. It's about absorbing all this energy that's coming in and transmuting it within our bodies. It's about being outside. It's about drinking really good quality water. It's about grounding yourself. And it's about not feeling guilty for taking time out for yourself. You are really, really worthy of self-care. It is not lazy to stop. It's not lazy to stop and say, do you know what? I've had enough today. I just need to go and have a nap. It's not lazy to say, do you know what? I'll do the washing up in the morning or I'll stack the dishwasher in the morning because I'm exhausted. You need to know what works for you, but we can't now as light workers, as edge walkers, trailblazers, light warriors, whatever we want to call ourselves, heart-led leaders, we can't burn out now. We have been working so hard for such a long time. For many people pre-2012, for some of us around 2012, for some of us just over the last few years while we've been going through the pandemic situation, we've been holding the light for a long time. So it is okay to rest. It is okay to take that time out because there are millions of us now holding the fort, holding the light. So it's okay to take that weekend off. It's okay to take the evening off. It's okay to take a week off, take a month off, whatever you need to do to rebalance, to restore yourself. But let's be practical. In these solar flare times, what else can we do? We just need to be grounded. We need to get out in nature, stay hydrated, and really truly look after ourselves in whatever form of self-care that looks like for you. So, so important, particularly if you are feeling ultra emotional. If you're feeling exhausted, if you are just really anxious and wound up. Kezia Luckett, who is someone I've done some work with, I'm going to leave you with one of her thoughts. When it all gets too much, when everything's happening all at once and you feel frazzled, the solution is to take a nap. And I'm going to leave you with that thought today. So as ever, I'm sending you so much love. I can't wait to be back next week. I've got a really, really special few guests coming up for you. Keep yourself grounded. Keep yourself hydrated. Take those naps when you need to. Ride the storm of the solar flares and know you're not on your own. And you can always reach out for me on Instagram and email as well if you ever just want to chat. So I am sending you so much love. And until next time, take care.